It's 8:40. As you probably know, we spend a lot of time in this broadcast talking about good health, health tips, diet, and exercise. But Marianne, you have been researching ways to become mentally strong, haven't you?
Yes, Bob. Good morning. If you have mental toughness, you can handle situations. You don't fly off the handle, when things go south. and the way to do this is by practicing how to become more resilient, so that you know how to bounce back from stress and adversity and, developing grit. Do you have grit?
I like grits. I like shrimp and grits. And this business about mental toughness helping us not fly off the handle, is this something that you're directing at me in anticipation of the weekend?
This is research from experts who are not targeting you, Bob, but
okay.
All of us.
All right. So I hope they're not too tough, these things you're going to tell us about.
Yeah. Well, they are kind of a little bit tough, but it's sort of like, like boot camp in the military, you develop mental toughness by suffering a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we, civilians can do the same thing. So here we go. I have 9 of them. So the first one is take cold showers. So, experts correlate mental toughness with the ability to tolerate being uncomfortable. So, if you start your day or you end your day with a cold shower, that is one simple way to do it. And if you just can't bear to do it slowly, like ease into it, like use a handheld shower head and hold it, over one arm at a time, one leg at a time, work your way up to the whole body.
I know why you want me to take a cold shower. Listen, it's too cold out. We like hot showers now, don't we?
Yes, that is a big problem for me because I actually make my shower so hot now. I take a shower during the, when I'm coldest during the day, and it's a hot shower. But I totally get this feeling, like learn how to feel uncomfortable with what you're doing.
Okay.
All right. Number 2 is wait a few minutes when you're hungry. So, you get these hunger pangs. Do you ever even eat when you have hunger pangs? Sometimes I forget that I'm, to eat that way. Like, I just eat because it's time to eat, not because I actually have a hunger pang.
Well, I have no willpower, so I can't wait if I have a hunger pang.
Well, the idea here is to tolerate an extra 5 or 10 minutes of hunger because it also helps you build up patience, according to psychologists. So if you can accept that it's okay to be hungry and then you wait 5 or 10 extra minutes, you're going to eat eventually. So, but you're learning and you're teaching your mind how to tolerate, challenges. Okay, number 3, do the thing you don't want to do for 10 minutes.
I do it every day for 4 hours. Just kidding. Just kidding.
You love your job.
Yes,
you know
I do.
That.
I do.
All right, so what I'm talking about is like if you have to work out or if you have to tackle a boring report or anything that, you don't feel like doing, don't tell yourself that you're going to accomplish the whole thing. Just tell yourself that you're going to do it for only 10 minutes. And then when the 10 minutes are up, you can make another decision. You can either quit then or you can just, keep going.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you'll just keep going.
Right. That works. I mean, I've done that going out for a run. I don't want to run. And I say to myself, just do it for 10 minutes. And then after a few minutes, you just keep going.
Exactly. I do that too for working out. All right. And speaking of working out, work out without music or TV. Now, can you do that?
No. Impossible.
Right. I mean, that is really, really hard. And normally when we're working out, we're distracting ourselves, but we are also limiting, our opportunities to experience and build tolerance for being uncomfortable. So, I have actually tried to do this, and I have lasted about 2 minutes.
It's hard.
Really.
Because you want to take your mind, you want to take your mind off of it.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, sit with your feelings. So next time that you feel lonely, mad, anxious, scared, sad, jealous, whatever, pause and don't grab your phone and check Instagram. Like, actually feel it. The next one is name your feelings. Like, sometimes you don't realize that you're just like this happened to us yesterday. You know, you were like annoyed at something, mm-hmm. but you were just being short with me. Well, that's the time that you need to stop and say, wait, what am I really angry? I'm not angry at her.
Right.
I'm just angry at this other situation. So name your feelings. Breathe deeply. Of course, that, you know, helps you develop mental toughness, because it helps you get through things when you're going nuts over something. You're feeling anxious, you're feeling nervous, and it reduces your adrenaline and your cortisol, and you know, that's, you know, when you're breathing shallow, you're not able to stop this process. So,
yeah, it's like you slow everything down, and that cortisol, that's the stress hormone. So
exactly. Mm-hmm. And then practice gratitude. Studies show that grateful people enjoy so many benefits, like a boost in immunity, better quality sleep, more mental strength. And you can easily look for things to be thankful for every single day, and that will boost your mental muscle.
Yeah, you should. Then, we should all do that for sure.
Yes, I love doing that. I go to sleep doing that. It makes me really actually fall asleep.
Are you grateful for me?
Yes.
Okay.
You know that.
Just checking.
And then the last one is admit your mistakes.
What mistake? I don't make a mistake. What do you mean admit my mistake? What mistake?
Mentally tough people never try to pretend that their mistakes didn't happen, but they admit them, and then they apologize or whatever, and then they move on. And, you know, and if you're raising a family, you're also teaching your kids to be this way. And I love that we have this, I don't know when it started. I think it started on a vacation with my, you know, gigantic family, that we call each other out and say, admit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't accuse me of so many things and I won't have a problem with that.
Be brave, Bob. Admit you're wrong.
Savvy tips from Marianne. And I'll see you soon, honey.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart.
8:47 right now.